Friends, how are we all doing tonight? This is Mark from Trinity Metaphysical Center. We are broadcasting live, 3617 Route 23 South in, come on, Hardeston, New Jersey?
Hamburg.
Close enough.
Hardeston Plaza Strip Mall.
Hardeston Strip Mall, I love that. So tonight is a special show. What we will be talking about is Trinity's showing at the Paranormal Unity Expo, or Para Unity Expo. You know, it's really hard saying that after a slice of pizza. But the Para Unity Expo. I, unfortunately, was not able to make it, so I will be interviewing everyone and hearing about all the fun that everybody had besides me. So, first of all, Jackie, how'd you get into the Para Unity Expo?
Oh, Para Unity.
I promise this is only seltzer.
Through the front door.
Yeah, the great thing about the expo is that they did screen all the groups and the mediums and the vendors, so they made sure they had, you know, great people there, and I can't even say enough how nice the other vendors were, the other groups, the other people, and New Jersey Paranormal that hosted it, they were phenomenal. All their staff was great, and we just had a great time all around. I have to tell you, every single one of us thought it was phenomenal, and we did fantastic. So, you know, we met great people, we networked, we met so many new friends. Our table, Trinity table, was packed from 10 o'clock to 6, and I was busy, you know, doing medium readings the entire time as well. You know, we got to do the ghost tours and things as well. So
now, I had a couple friends that went down there, didn't know about you guys, and they were telling me that, I told them, you know, to look for a place, thing called Trinity, and they actually said they went back a couple times, and they kept coming back to it, because that was the table that caught their eye. I don't know whether it was the beautiful woman behind the table that was doing it, or just the great product that we had out there, but it was, from what they told me, they had an absolute blast. Four floors of rocking good
it was great. Yeah, we had a great time. And, yeah, our table was, we had a lot of people compliment us on our table, and, you know, that we had, you know, a lot of products. It's just how it was displayed. So, I mean, you couldn't ask for anything better than
so
that.
So, for those of us that only seen the pictures, and the pictures are up on the site, what did you have at your table?
We had, Trinity Metaphysical had two big tables where we had all of our products, our crystals, you know, the sage,
jewelry.
I had a separate table where I was doing my medium readings, and then Eclipse, our paranormal group, also had their own table. And at that table, we had, you know, photos that we had with evidence. We had EVPs. We had computer montages up and everything like that, too. And so people were coming over and listening to our evidence, and, you know, we were having a lot of discussions with people.
Very cool.
So it was great.
Did you make any new friends?
We made a lot of new friends. We also did a couple of the ghost, you know, hunts through the tunnels that day as well.
Well, fill us in.
So I did the first one, but the second one, when I was in the tunnels, we could definitely feel energy, because I was in that one with Mercedes and Ron and Charlie. And there were certain areas where you walked in where you could just feel like things changed. And in one, whatever that room was where the rocks were in the wall, the huge ones, you couldn't even see in front of you. That's how great it was. Like, it was pitch black.
Cool.
Yeah. So we had a great time with that. The second group that went in, there were like 22 people that were split up between two groups because, you know, to go through the tunnel. So it was great.
That's a lot of shepherding right there. They can do a little
Yeah, no, Charlie was in that group.
So. An old factory.
Yes.
An old Patterson silk factory that was located from the late 1800s in Patterson.
That is an awesome area. The next time you guys go back, you got to check out the museum over there. Now, another person that was there was our good buddy, Charlie. We're going to grab Charlie for a second, bring him on in.
I'm here.
You are here. How are you doing, Charlie? From what I hear,
I'm doing great.
You were making lots of good friends. You were the Trinity Ambassador of Goodwill.
I tell you what, it doesn't take much with this group of people that were there. I mean, just about everybody was of like mind. You know, people were either into paranormal, or they were into psychics or mediums, or They were into, you know, just things that were out there that were just so great. Everybody had such an open mind, and the people that came, the actual public that showed up, which was a lot more than what I thought. I mean, this was the first time we had this expo, and John, I think, did a great job on it. It was just fantastic, and I think the groups that he had there were fantastic, too. But I just thought that considering where we were positioned, which was on the first floor, was outstanding. I thought that the people that were coming through were great. After they got done with the first floor and talking with us, then they went up to the second floor and got to talk to some more pretty great people. The third floor was basically just for lectures, and then the fourth floor had some pretty amazing people up there. I guess it was worth it to actually climb all the way up to the fourth floor. But Brian Kano from the Haunted Collector on Sci-Fi, he was there. What a great guy. I mean, if you ever wanted to talk to a normal guy, I know it sounds funny. He's into all the stuff we do, but he is really normal. Or even Dave Giuliano from the Ghost Hunter store. All of these people, Jane Doherty, I mean, you know, Jennifer Wood, they were all of these people were there. And you could sit there and just go up to their table, talk to them, see what they had to offer, see what they were doing. And it was just, we met some guys that were just on the floor down from us, from, what is it, Central New Jersey Paranormal Investigations, is that what it was? That's where Michael Bood and Brian were from.
Mm-hmm.
The whole group of people that they had at their table were great, but I really enjoyed talking a lot to Brian and to Michael. Michael was just phenomenal, and he kept showing us a lot of their different finds and pictures and things with their investigations. And there was another table across from us that had different glassware and stuff that they painted on these glasses. That was just phenomenal. I forgot the name of that group. But they were from Sparta, right?
Yeah, they're right. Yeah, right in the area. I saw Mercedes showed me some pictures of that. Absolutely gorgeous stuff. I mean, I want to just maybe commission them to do Starry Night on a little month for me.
I wish I was richer. I wanted to buy everything they had on their tables. It was just great. It was good stuff.
You guys have a chance to buy all their stuff. We'll be at the firehouse on the 22nd.
Absolutely. But you know what was great was the reaction to the people coming past the table for Trinity Metaphysical and Ecrypt and Jackie's table for you know, when she was doing readings and stuff. The response we got from people coming to the table was just outstanding. And there was even a woman there. I know she's probably not listening to this because she's deaf, but she was part of the deaf ghost hunters.
Really?
And yeah, I pointed at my mouth when she looked at me and I said, "Do you read lips?" And she said yes. And we started communicating back and forth. A couple of times it was a little rough. I don't listen well even when you speak well. So I mean, her speech was just a little off because I'm not used to it. But she was just phenomenal, and she was telling us that she is actually psychic. And she doesn't hear with her ears, but she hears with her mind. And she would be able to tell the people that she was in a ghost investigation with what to do, where to go, what to take pictures of, what to listen for. And she was pretty much dead on. And, you know, you sit there and you say, wow, she's deaf, but she hears better than most of us. It was just great. It was absolutely great.
Excellent. Now, besides the Trinity booth and the Eclipse booth, what do you think was your favorite attraction there?
Mine?
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what. I really did want to meet Dave Giuliano from the Ghost Hunter store because we had some communications through email, so I did get to meet him. I did want to meet Brian Kano, which I did that. But to tell you the truth, I really enjoyed the ghost tour through the tunnels.
Very cool.
There were so many different feelings you could get in the tunnel, and it was, you know, the building has a huge smokestack that was completed when the building was completed in 1881. Mm-hmm. But we found out that they started building the building in 1840, which was way before the Civil War. And you can just imagine, this being 1840, they finally got it done in 1881, and I don't know if you can, if you've taken history lessons back that far to know what the industrial type of situations were back at that time, but this was a huge textile factory way back when, and they would, you know, I'm sure that somewhere along the line in these buildings, people were probably either hurt or even killed badly, you know, hurt badly or killed in these particular environments. And you know what? When we walked down some of those hallways, you could feel it. You could feel the heaviness in there. You could feel that there was something in there with you. And, in fact, we did the ghost tour a couple of times, and on the second one, there were a lot of kids with cameras, and you should have seen the stuff they caught on their cameras. It was just outstanding. So, you know what? As much as I liked meeting all the people, and I'm telling you, they were great, I really just liked the ghost tours and seeing the reactions of the people when they saw their kids catching these things on their cameras. It was just amazing.
Nice. That's the cool thing, is the touching of other people's lives like that, and really saying, hey, this stuff is real. You know, you're able to watch it on TV, but now it's like, wow, it's tangible for them. It makes them right in there. That's very cool. That whole area is really cool. So again, we were talking about with the kids. I mean, that was way before you had all this child labor laws. And, you know, they used small kids to get machinery because they can fit in it easily. That's the whole big deal.
Yep.
Alrighty.
I liked meeting, but when I went upstairs to meet, you know, the bigger celebrities, they were just like everybody else, like so friendly, so warm, so nice. You know, they were funny. Brian Campbell is a friend of the store, but
oh,
I mean, she even came out from behind the table and gave us all big hugs, and you know, Dave Giuliano was very nice. Just so many. It was just amazing just being around them and just feeling the. It's just like the reason they did it was for the unity, and
yeah,
that's exactly how it felt. It was great. And everybody was so excited, like even like the paranormal groups themselves, they were
mm-hmm.
so excited to hear other groups, you know, evidence and EVPs, and like everybody was excited for each other, and it was so nice to just be part of that, you know, like it's just being like a team player. It's just nice. There was like not a stitch of competition. It was just so
we need
awesome.
Like a Ghost Hunters conference.
A huge one.
Have it in Atlantic City. We can go crazy for a whole week, you know. That'd be wonderful. All right. What about you, Ron?
Holy Spirit.
Yeah, I wish. Actually, you know what? Let's pull. Dana?
Hello.
Hello, Dana. How are you?
Hi, Dana.
I'm excellent. I just... I'm enjoying reliving the, you know, last Saturday, because like what everybody says, it's just is exactly right. It was quite wonderful.
I am living it vicariously through you guys, which is great.
Yes, you are.
It's wonderful.
Yeah,
right.
And I just wanted to say something. I think I just wanted to say that Vera led the second ghost hunt when we had the huge group of people come through. And the splitting it up into the two groups was wonderful because basically the people got to experience two different methods of how paranormal teams work when they're, you know, going after evidence and exploring these tunnels. And Vera put everybody at ease because she did it from a more of a metaphysical way so that people could relax and feel the things. And that was, you know, different than I think anybody else was doing. I mean, and that's, of course, everything that we've been learning, you know, all along to do it that way, which makes us so unique as a team. Because most of our people experience the ghost hunts in a metaphysical level as well as a scientific level. And what Charlie said was, too, I mean, the kids were just phenomenal. We had a couple of kids that were, you know, they knew they were, you know, their parents knew they were special. They knew they were special. They knew they got stuff, and they were embracing the whole thing.
Nice. what was, besides the get, now tell me again, what did you do with the event? Let's hear about your experiences on it.
Well, my experience is the same as Charlie. I just loved speaking to the other teams and how they went about it and the things that they experienced. And, you know, the evidence they collected, it's always, to me, thrilling to see the types of evidence that's collected. It's like some people had some pretty amazing things. And, you know, our team, we have a great team. I love our team. You know, it was so much fun being there with everybody. And everybody, you know, got up at the crack of dawn and made it there. And I know it was like, you know, it's very exhausting, but it was just quite wonderful. And, the day went quicker than I would have thought it would have gone. So, you know, it was just, you know, we had a great time. We just all had a great time.
Excellent. So now, you can't say the tunnel, because Charlie said that. So besides us, our table, the E-Trip booth, and the tunnel, what was your favorite thing about the expo?
Besides the tunnel and our group?
Yeah.
The other groups. You know, and you know, walking up and down and talking to people, really. Just that was thrilling. Because we don't often get to do that, and it's like, I think it would be, you know, hopefully in the future we get to work with, you know, maybe a couple of these groups and experience how they do it, and they can experience how we do it. And I think it'll be a good learning experience for everybody.
Excellent. That's cool stuff. Again, like I said, I'm trying to hear everybody's story, trying to get everybody's story for the listeners so they could know what they missed if they didn't show up to this thing. Good stuff. Ron.
Yeah, so it was good. It was great. But I just wanted to say Vera did an awesome job, because when I saw all those people there, I thought I had a moment of, oh my God. It was like, that was a lot of people. But they were all so interested in hearing what we had to say and how we did it, so it turned out to be really, really good.
Excellent. Well, I'm glad you had a good time. I'm glad all the people there had a good time. I'm glad Vera had a good time. And that's it. All right, next we're going to hear...
That's it, yeah.
Okay. All right, cool. All right, Dana, thank you very much. Next we're going to hear from someone else who was a huge help at this expo, the ever-wonderful, bubbly, beautiful Mercedes.
All righty.
Come on over.
Come on down. You're the next contestant on Among Their Own.
I was kind of chained to the Trinity table most of the time because we were so busy, which was great for us. I loved meeting everyone that came to the table, but I had a really good experience there, and I guess my experience was really similar to Charlie's because...
Hey, how are you?
Well, if he was.
Talking to you now.
Oh, I can't hear him.
He said, hey, how are you?
Oh, hi, Charlie. Charlie, I can't hear you. I put my phone to my ear. It's echoing because I'm hearing you.
347.
Anyways, I really loved that tunnel because as soon as you walk into it, you can feel all the energy that was going on in there. And when you go into that first room on the right, I felt like I was, you know, getting knocked backwards, and it was really awesome. It was just a really cool experience. And then, you know, I met Brian Cano and Dave Giuliano, and they were just so nice, and it was just really great to be able to meet those people and learn a little bit about what they do. And then I got to spend time with the lovely Jane Doherty, which I always love because she's so great.
She's our fave.
She is. She's so wonderful.
She rocks.
She does.
Yeah, and she'll be here next Saturday the 14th doing a Crystal Skull workshop at the store, which
very
is
nice.
Very exciting. But Terra Unity Expo was a great experience, and I'm sorry for anyone who missed it, but come next time. Make sure you follow and like their page on Facebook so that way you can keep updated and know when the next one is.
Very nice. All right. We have anybody next? Ron. No, Ron's actually got a sore throat right now, so his talking ability is going to be a little bit hampered. I can try to talk through him or something like that.
Mental telepathy?
you want. Actually, you know what? Do you want to run Pam's commercial now? It's a quick 2-minute break, and we'll get anybody else that's ready to come on, get them set up.
Yeah, John from New Jersey Paranormal will be speaking soon.
Yeah.
And
hey, guys.
Yeah, there you go.
Anybody there?
Yeah, we hear you, Charlie. You still there?
Yeah, hey, listen, Brian Mondello's calling in right now.
Okay, Brian's calling in. Excellent, then. We will not have to worry about going on a break.
His number ends in 6477.
Oh, we got nothing showing up. How about this, right? You know, let's play the commercial. We'll give Brian a couple minutes to call in, and then we'll take it from there. How's that?
You got it.
All right. All right, friends, we have a commercial from our one wonderful sponsor, Pam, and she runs essential oils. Just take a listen, and see you back in 2 minutes.
How'd that work?
Hi, this is Pam from Tell Them Pam Sent You. Here to talk to you about Young Living Essential Oils. Are you using essential oils in your spiritual and healing practice? Are you using them for wellness and meditation? I know I am. Essential oils raise your vibration and can enhance your psychic experience. There's an undeniable movement going on right now, an awakening. And people are finding out what essential oils are and what they can do when they're used in their purest form. Their healing properties are undeniable. Young Living Essential Oils are among the top 4% in the world, never cut with synthetics or additives. They're planted, harvested, distilled, and bottled by the same company. That's the Young Living seed-to-seal process. Current labeling policy for essential oils requires that for a bottle to say 100% pure, get ready for this, it only has to contain 5% essential oil. Can you ingest your lavender or frankincense? Take a look at your bottles. If they say do not ingest, not for human consumption, do not ingest. And don't put it on your skin. Use Young Living therapeutic grade essential oils. They truly are 100% pure, free of chemicals, pesticides, and heavy metals. You deserve the best. Your clients deserve purity, not oils cut with fragrance. What's in your wellness kit? Can you apply your peppermint and your lavender now freely, knowing the difference? Please contact me for more information. Pam Jordan at VibrantSense.com. That's www.PamJordan.VibrantSense.com. And look me up on Facebook. Look for Tell Them Pam Sent You.
Yes, I am. All right,
I
have
a couple of questions for you.
I'm here.
What were some of the other exhibits that were there?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you. What were some of the other exhibits that were there?
I can barely hear you, but Brian's calling in right now.
Okay. All righty. Brian, you there?
Can you call him back?
No, we got him right there.
I can hear you.
Brian,
oh, Brian. There you are.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm
You're
here.
You're having a hard time hearing me.
Yeah, I didn't hear anybody.
Brian,
let's see if they're getting anything. Hang on a second. Because
okay.
I was just on with them.
Brian, I hear you. Charlie, I'm going to put you on hold for a second because you keep stepping on Brian there.
Perfect.
All right. Hold on. Brian, how you doing? Welcome to the show.
Hey, I'm good. How you doing?
Good. Unfortunately, I did not get to meet anyone at the show. I wasn't there. I had some family obligations. I couldn't make it. So I'm living vicariously through everyone else's stories here.
Hey, you're a little hard to hear now. It's like you're a couple miles away.
Really? From what I hear, you guys did a great job. Hello?
You still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, I can kind of hear you now.
Are you having microphone issues here going on or something, or what?
Now I can hear you.
All right, there we go. All right, what was going on there? Uh-oh, a little craziness. Oh, maybe a running horse is having a little fun with the electronics in the store. This is what happens when you work in a store with spirits, man. They are playing hanky-panky with all this stuff. So from what
you
I heard and what people were telling me, you did a bang-up job, absolutely amazing at this Paranoia Expo.
we certainly had a lot of fun there. It was a really great time.
Excellent. So now, what made you decide to have one of these?
Well, this isn't the first, event that we've actually gone and been a part of. This is actually, since I've joined, about the fourth or fifth that we've gone and done.
Cool. Very cool. Very
For
cool.
us, it's all about getting out there and really showing people what it's actually like to be a paranormal investigator, what the nit and grit behind it is, and how much work actually goes into it, as opposed to what most people see on these TV shows of a 45-minute condensed version of what can really take upwards of 3 weeks.
Excellent, excellent, excellent.
And they had some great evidence they were showing up at the table.
Really?
Yeah, they had some great pictures.
What kind of evidence did you guys have over there?
We had our two DVR camera systems set up, actually playing back some footage from a recent case that we did. It wasn't a client-based case. It was actually just kind of for our fun. We went and did a haunted hotel in upstate New York called the Shanley Hotel.
I've
so what we were doing is we were actually... I'm sorry?
I've heard of the Shanley Hotel, yes.
And our group did that as well probably 2 or 3 years ago.
Yeah, it's... Oh, my God. For anybody who's into the paranormal, it is a must-do spot. Absolutely, hands down. You walk in the door, and as soon as you cross the threshold, you just know that they're all around you.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. So now, like, what kind of interesting evidence were you getting over there? What kind of stuff are you showing? I mean, do you have any stuff that really said, all right, this is my group, this is what we're known for getting? Do you have something like that, kind of like wow evidence?
We had a couple of, we were showing some people some photos and whatnot that we had pulled up from our website and some of our audio pieces. Unfortunately, none of our stuff from that particular case is up on the website at the moment. But we did have a couple of very interesting photos from that case, and we had some really great audio pieces. As far as on the website, there's one in particular for me that, audio piece-wise, that really stands out. It was actually from a client-based consultation that we did involving our psychic medium that we employ in our group. Her name's Mary Ann.
Mm-hmm.
And she was, as we were all sitting at the table talking, she was actually picking up on a little boy and Indians somewhere in the area. And on the recorder that was running at the time, not a few seconds later, you hear what sounds like this little boy's voice come across, and it says, the Indians are back.
Cool.
For me, that really stands out because that's something that was very clear to hear and also added an extra level of confirmation to our psychic's ability.
Right.
That's...
It's great when you have both, to validate each other.
Yeah, that's the cool thing. When you get something
that's
out...
That's what we like.
Like, then I'll look at Jackie, and she'll be like, yeah, that's what I'm getting in my head, too. I'm like, oh, that's so cool. But you got the EVPs and said that. So
it's always great, no matter what it is, whether it's, psychically or even across multiple pieces of technology, if you can have cross-validation for something, it just makes it all the more compelling.
So tell me, for your group, now you guys are the Central Jersey Paranormal Group, is that right?
Correct.
All right. Tell me about some of your members, what you have. What's the makeup of it?
Well, we have our founder, Michael Dowd. He originally started this group, I believe, back in 2003 or 2005.
Mm-hmm.
His wife, the co-founder, Kathy. You have myself, which has been, I've been his right-hand man, so to speak, since I joined, and I'm the tech guy. I'm the guy who comes up with the crazy ideas for technology and throws them out there and sees what we can get out of it.
Our knockdown tech guy. I mean, he's got some good stuff and some good ideas, too. It's always good to have a good tech guy.
That's the best, to be able to talk to somebody about the gear and come up with new ideas. Oh, love it.
Oh, yeah.
And then we also have Mary Ann, as I was saying before, who's our psychic in the group.
Mm-hmm.
And right now we have another member who's by the name of Kira that is actually Kathy's daughter. Unfortunately, she's going to be leaving us in about 6 months, so we're in the process of trying to bring on a couple new people to join in with our team.
Oh, well, I hear applications. Let's get them going.
Yeah, pretty much. We got a couple people in the works. We have one guy who's actually coming from California moving back here to New Jersey that may be joining up with us.
Okay. Excellent, excellent. All right, Brian. I have John also on hold, and I'm sorry. I got the names crossed. I thought you were the one running it. John is the one that actually set up this whole New Jersey Paranudity Expo.
Yeah.
So I apologize for that. Brian, it was good talking to you. I want to meet you one day, too. Yeah, you
can
still hang out here, hang out, listen along, tell us how we're doing.
Maybe we can do some stuff together.
Yeah, you know, a little cross-action work there. I like that, you know. You take one flank, we'll
see. Yeah.
Divide and conquer.
That'd be great.
All right. All right, Brian, thank you very much. I would like to welcome John Ruggiero to the show.
Hello, everybody. How are you?
Hello, John. How are you?
Hi, John.
Not too bad. I'm a little less stressed this week than I was last week.
Imagine. Well, John, I have to apologize. I was not at the expo. I wanted to be there so bad, but unfortunately, I had something that I couldn't get away from. But from what I'm hearing from a lot of people, people I know that went down, you threw one heck of a shindig. I mean, you had a great, great show going on.
Well, I'm really glad people enjoyed it because I was nervous with this being our first expo, and I knew there was a lot of great people involved, and all of the teams that I talked to, including Jackie and so many other people that were passionate about this, just like I was. But with it being my first expo and really not knowing what to expect, I was amazed on how it turned out and how incredible everybody was and how everybody got along, and it was just a really good experience.
Nice. The only suggestion I have is maybe the next one we do like a week long in Atlantic City.
Nice.
Kind
talking.
Of expo conference kind of thing. I mean, we can get comp at the Trump Plaza. I mean, I'm just throwing it out there for you.
Well, if you have the budget for that, sure, I'm on board.
You know what?
Please, Mark's budget.
I think I have $7 in my wallet. I will put that to you right now, you know? But
that's about three more than I have, so it's a good start.
Do a Kickstarter campaign.
Yeah, so now my question is the location for the venue. I lived right on Toto Ave way back in the day. I know the area very well. I love that museum right there. What brought you to that location?
Well, actually, not a lot of people know that I'm part of New Jersey Paranormal, and we actually received a email from one of the volunteers there that basically stated that there's a lot of paranormal activity there. They see shadows, doors open and close on their own, they hear voices, lots of different things. So my initial interest was in investigating that building, so I went there. I met with my contact, I met with the owner, and as I'm walking around, just the size of the building and the open spaces, I actually thought, boy, this would be a great place for an expo. And so I spoke with the owner, and we worked out an arrangement, and it went from basically an idea to an expo in about 3 weeks, and then it just was full steam ahead.
Nice. Now, what kind of work does it take to get this whole expo off the ground? And
how long is your program?
I got another 56 minutes and 37 seconds. So have a Mountain Dew and tell us quick.
It was a lot more. I mean, I knew it was going to be a lot, but it was a lot more than expected. And I did seek out the advice of several people, including Jackie. Jackie was great. I spoke to her one time for probably an hour, and she kind of, you know, filled me in on her experience as far as things that she had planned, and it was the same with everybody. There wasn't any egos involved at all, which kind of surprised me. I got a lot of great advice, met a lot of great people. A lot of great people volunteered to do this, but it was definitely a lot more work than I anticipated. I was there at the Art Factory the week of, every night till probably midnight, setting up and moving pallets and cleaning floors. It was just, it was tough. Really tough.
Well, ghost hunting up until midnight, too. I mean, just set a couple cameras and EVPs, just, you never know what you're going to catch.
Oh, I didn't know what I was going to catch either, and I caught a lot there as far as a beating on my body.
Oh, man. So,
no,
now,
but it was
great, but it turned out, like, we heard nothing but great reviews.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah,
that made me really happy because the reason that I did it and my group did it was mainly because there's nothing like that in New Jersey. And I had never been to the Pennsylvania cons and all those other things. And I would have liked to go, but, you know, driving that distance and paying that money, I thought, why not here? Let's just try it and see how it goes. And to get the feedback that I received from people like David Roundtree, Dave Giuliano, Jane Doherty, you know, even, you know, everyone just said to me that, boy, what a great atmosphere. It was like a family atmosphere. People, I did, every time I was walking around, I would see groups talking to each other, vendors talking to each other, and it just seemed like everybody was having such a great experience, and that made me proud and made me feel good at the end of the day.
Oh, yeah. See, you did a good thing. You did a great thing.
It's going to be even better next year.
Next year. Now, I tell you what, I got one of those weird jobs where I'm gone and I'm away and I'm home for a while. I got to find out when the next date's going to be, and hopefully it'll be one of the times I'll be home so I can go to this again. I know, Jackie's looking at me
laughing. Mark's in the Merchant Marine, so he's like in for 2 months, out for 3 months.
Yeah, I got one of those jobs. I go to work for 70 days, and then I'm on vacation for 70 days, and it's just a dream job. But it's a 50-50 shot, but from what I hear, man, I want to be in that next one. I want to be there. I want to be part of that. I want to be part of that energy. It just sounded like a great time.
And that's what I want to hear from everyone. And Jane Doherty, after we were finished and I walked her down to her car, and that's the type of event that it was. I mean, we were helping people lift things. We were, you know, getting them, walking them upstairs. I mean, everybody, if there was a bad element of that event, it was the stairs. And I know everybody had an issue with that. Jackie, you probably did as well. Picture, you were in there one day, 8 hours. I was in there for the last 3 months. So I have legs like Popeye's forearms now. They're just, they're huge. So, I mean, that's the only complaint with the stairs. But other than that, when Jane said to me, you know what, there was such a positive energy in that whole building that day. Again, that just made me feel great and I just wanted to top that next year and see if I can make it better.
Next year. Some good venues.
Oh, yeah, next year, I was thinking about next year, June 1st, and I already have a couple of venues lined up that are possibilities.
Yeah,
June
good.
1st. All right, I'm going to start looking at my calendar.
I'll make sure I keep it open.
If my wife goes, Kelly, check the calendar, see if you're working June 1st. I'm out to see or not, you know?
No, but that's when I started planning next year's, was the day after this year's.
I don't know
when the next one's going to be for sure, but there'll definitely be one.
That's when my kids start counting down Christmas, the day after Christmas. Daddy's next year.
Exactly.
That's the, you know, you figure out what you did wrong, you figure out what you did right, you double up on one, and you take off the other. It'd be a great time.
Well, I definitely didn't do everything right. We didn't do everything right, but I hope we got enough right to where the people that were there this year, including Ecrypt and Jackie, and would come again next year, because everybody that was there was great.
Check it. We actually had somebody call just now asking for information on the next one. So
there you go.
You're thinking June 1st is a good tentative date, huh?
No, I'm not saying that at all. I'm saying probably, it'll probably be earlier than June. It'll probably be late April, actually, early May.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to send Jackie my schedule, send it to you, and then we'll work on that. Because like I said, I want to be in that next one, man.
I would love for everybody to come. Everybody who came this year is definitely welcome next year, and we're hoping to add more to that list.
Nice.
Yeah, we actually, a lot of the customers that came up from this area, from our store, they got in touch with me, and they thought it was great, and they have people that are already excited for it for next year. So I think it's going to be, I mean, it's just going to keep growing.
Nice.
I hope so. I mean, I really do. I had such a great time. It was a lot of work, but I had a great time. And like I said, everybody was just so great. There wasn't anybody there. I thought there may be an ego or two somewhere in that mixture, but not a one. I mean, like I said, paranormal groups talking to each other, sharing ideas, talking about places they'd been. It was just such a great atmosphere.
Yeah. Now, something else. I want to know about your group. Tell me about Jersey Paranormal. What's your makeup? What are you guys known for? I mean, every group has, like, their definitive evidence. I mean, what is, for lack of a better term, your money shot evidence? I mean, you're one. You're big score.
Well, I mean, the group was founded by my brother and I, and the funny thing is my brother's 9 years older than I am, and he's always been into the paranormal. He watched all the shows, and he would tell me about them, and I was kind of a skeptic. I still am mostly a skeptic. But I went out to Gettysburg for my job one time, and we took one of the ghost tours, and then we went out on the battlefield, because all the people in Gettysburg said, you got to go out on the battlefield at night. So I went out there at night, and I had my cell phone, and I walked away from the group I was with, and I was doing what I had seen on TV, the EVP stuff, and I was away from the entire group asking questions, kind of whispering, and I did catch a response. I heard it, and I caught it on my phone, and from that day on, I was hooked. So I said to my brother, look, we got to try to either join a group or form a group. So we started a group, and we called it, we actually named it after our last name, which was pretty stupid, because nobody wanted to join a group. That was our last name. We didn't know that at the time. But,
what are you making a band? So
exactly. We were like Van Halen, you know. So so we changed the name to New Jersey Paranormal, thinking that if people typed in a search, of course, we would pop up first. So that's how it started. And then we found members, and we've been going since. And we do a lot of private cases, of course. We do a lot of historical cases. And I would say when you talk about money cases or money shots, we did a historical building. Actually, it's a Board of Ed building in Woodbridge. And they used it as a triage during a big train crash they had in 1941. They actually used it as a makeshift morgue and a triage center. And we were in there, and we saw shadows. I had something scream in my ear and touch me on the shoulder. First time that ever happened to me. And that was one of the creepiest places we've ever been in.
Nice.
Wow.
You want to know? I'm going to spill our beans a little bit. Something cool we did. Firehouse. Dear God, how cool that place is. You look at it, all the structure and all that death, destruction, mayhem, man, there's stuff attached to it. It was a good time. But I just thought of something. Your expo next year, how much bigger is it going to be?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. You're getting a little lower on my...
Your expo next year, how much bigger do you think you're going to make?
Are
we going to get 6 or 7 floors here, or are we just going to expand?
You know what? I think we're going to kind of, downsize the number of floors. The place we're looking at now, and I won't mention it now because it's not signed yet, but is only 2 floors. Bigger space,
bigger
air
space.
Conditioning, elevators, more modern.
See, the thing I like about the whole floors is, you really want it to be there. If you're hitting that fourth floor, man, that's devotion right there, baby. That's it.
Well, the funny thing about the fourth floor concept, and I mentioned this to Jackie, was that the owner of the building said, use the whole building. So I had to give people a reason to climb 4 sets of stairs. So I said to Brian Cano, I said, you're here, and which was fourth floor all the way in the back. Because he was the featured guest. So I would have rather not used 4 floors because, a lot of people were having a hard time going up and down those stairs, and I did feel bad. But this new building will definitely accommodate everyone, but it won't have that creepy feeling. The art factory was perfect because it was a 180-year-old mill that was haunted.
Exactly.
So we're not going to get that anywhere else, but the next one will just have more amenities. So hopefully people will overlook the fact that it's not haunted.
Excellent. Yeah, I mean, Jackie always says, I got stuff following me around all the time. I mean, I'll fill 8 floors of stuff with you. I mean, just bring me around. I mean, there's always something hanging around me. It's great. Even Jane had a lot of fun. We had a seance here the other night. It was just lucking right off of me, the stuff she would get. I actually had to stop and say, okay, please just do somebody else now.
Jane was another one. I walked through the building with her. Jackie, I should have done that with you. I didn't think about that, but I walked around with a few of the meetings just asking, do you feel anything? Do you see anything? And I don't know if you went into the tunnels. Did you go in the tunnels, Jackie?
Yeah, there's a lot in there.
Everybody said that about the tunnels.
Yep. We actually got interaction with a few spirits in the one section, and it was thick. Like we feel it was great.
Yeah, that place has a lot going on. I wish we could have kept it there, but that's not going to happen, unfortunately.
Or we need to get Popeye legs, too.
No, it's Popeye forearms. The legs, I don't know. What kind
of my
legs?
God.
The legs. Yeah, right?
I never want to see stairs like that again in my life. I never.
Oh,
never.
You know what you need?
Because 4 floors is really 8 or 9. They were like
4 floors up, but a water
slide. Yeah, Jack, you're right about that. I say four floors because it was four floors, but there was about how many sets of stairs leading up to those floors? Probably nine. She's right.
Yeah. Wow.
Not to mention the freight elevator. There's a freight elevator there. You know, the old school freight elevators.
Yeah, exactly.
There's a mark on the wall that you have to know, but it opens up on both ends. We told everybody, don't use the elevator. We know how to use the elevator. Sure enough, twice, that bell is ringing, and I get a call on my cell phone. I'm stuck in the elevator.
I love it.
Oh. I knew it was going to happen, and it happened. That's a scary place to be, because if you're in between floors, there's cement walls on either side of you, so you're entombed in there.
Oh, you know what that just reminded me of? It was a video I saw on YouTube. This is totally off topic, but it was an elevator. I think it was a Japanese comedy show where they had the people in the elevator, and the lights went out, and this little kid in makeup comes out.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah. Oh, man, you just you know what?
Was that the funniest thing ever?
Yeah, how did you not think about doing that without the elevator?
That
Come
was
on,
the funniest
man.
Thing in
Kill
the world,
me.
That video. That video was funny. And did you see the SNL video where the guy breaks wind? They do the spoof on Paranormal Investigators.
No.
Did you see that one? Oh, you got to watch it. Just Google that.
That's pretty good.
You got to Google that one.
Okay, cool. Cool. Excellent. I got Jackie cracking up over here. This is great. I love it. Well, you know what? It sounds like it was a great time. It sounds like everybody had fun. It sounds like people learned a lot of things. It sounds like I wished I was there. But, you know, hey, stuff happens.
Right.
All I know is the next one better be awesome sauce or, you know, we're going to have words.
We're
going to
make
we're going to make huge.
You think you're the first one to say that to me? I mean, I heard that about the last one. That's why I didn't sleep for a week. Trust me.
This better be good.
Yeah, but I knew it was going to be. I didn't have any doubts.
Because you're psychic. You know these things.
Yeah, it's easier for us.
Yeah,
I wish I was, because I didn't sleep for a week. I mean, I was actually thinking, you know, maybe I shouldn't have used my real name with this. I should have used, like, that Carlos Danger name that, you know, Anthony Weiner used or something, you know?
Yeah, right? I hate to see what your text would be like, the videos from him. Oh, my God.
Oh, could you imagine?
Gus Gusterson, Paranumity Expo. That'd be great.
Hey, that's a pretty good. I got to think of an alias for me and send it to me.
Oh, I have a whole bunch. You know, that was my thing in college. It wasn't aliases. I would just use my roommates' names at the bar.
Okay.
And then, you know, just leave that and be, oh, my God, people would be calling the room and be nuts. All righty. Well, you know what? I think I had a fun time with you here. I got one other person, Vera, who's part of our group. She wants to tell her awesome time about your great event. You mind
okay,
if I bring
did I meet her? She was there?
Yeah, yeah, she was there.
Okay.
And she's here right now. Hello, Vera.
Hi. Hi. John. Are you there?
Yeah, Vera. How you doing?
I led the ghost hunt.
Brilliant,
too. Okay.
You remember?
I do. I remember there were two of you. Which one were you?
I was the taller one without red hair.
Okay. See, I was going to say, were you the one with the red hair or not?
No, I knew that. I knew that. I'm psychic, so I knew that. Anyway.
Well, you guys were great. I heard nothing but positive things about that tour, that ghost hunt, and it seemed like you had a good time.
I did. I like teaching, and I like showing people the things that we do, and the people that we had, especially making it like only 10 instead of the 20 that had signed up for it, made it
right.
Really manageable. So it was really great. And, you know, Dana and Charlie were there, and we were able to kind of, you know, mill around with them and show them. I had brought equipment, and they were able to use our equipment, and I was able to actually get it back at the end of the ghost hunt, which was really awesome. And
that one happened in a lot of towns and a lot of events.
I know. So, you know, they were using K2 meters, and they were using millimeters and all kinds of, and their own phones. So they got a lot of things that I didn't think they were going to get. But starting out with the breathing exercises got everybody, I think, calmed down and, you know, in that kind of meditative state where they're open. And I think that's why it worked out so well.
And that's the thing. You offered a little different perspective than the after party guys or the generic black shirt. I never know what to call them. I know they have a TV show and they're the generic black shirt group. I think.
Have you ever watched it?
They're great. I'll tell you what.
Yeah,
those guys did everything under the sun for me that I asked. And they actually came the night before when I was busting my tail moving tables. They just showed up there, and they wanted a tour. And we just walked around the whole place, and we talked, and they did everything I asked of them. And they brought Joe Chin with them. I didn't even know Joe Chin was
with
them.
Oh, really? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. I know who Joe Chin is. Does everybody else know? Okay.
Joe Chin was from Ghost Hunters International.
I know.
I mean,
I thought maybe we should explain that. I'm not sure everybody who's listening knows that. But,
that's
great.
You guys were great. Your whole group was great, too. I mean, offering to do the Ghost hunt, you know, I had groups scheduled. Some groups backed out. I went to Jackie. I said, hey, Jackie, what do you think, two? And right away, yes, no problem. So, I mean, you definitely helped me out, and lots of groups helped me out. And it was just a great thing to, because I know, I've heard like everybody else, a lot of the groups in New Jersey, I know this one, that one, even Central Jersey, who you were just talking to, I met them last year at one of our events in Clark. So I know those guys, but to be able to meet all of those groups in one place and just talk to them, that was a whole other experience too.
Well, Jackie knows she has a lot of big mouths that she can depend on.
Well, you know what's funny? Now that you bring that up, Jackie, I want to mention to you Charles.
Charles,
that's me.
I met Charles for the first time, and I knew him right away when he came over to me and shook my hand. I said, Charles, you know, I manage my group's Facebook page. I manage the Power Unity page. And I said, Charles, you're the guy who every time I mentioned anybody on the Power Unity page, there would be a post underneath, what about Jackie? What about Jackie? You didn't mention Jackie. Jackie's not in the poster. Jackie's not in the headline. I said, Charles, I wish I had a million of you on my team that would mention me like that. Trust me.
Well,
John,
we're all pretty devoted.
You did a great job, John. Who's Crystal? Is Crystal in your group?
She's one of the she really handles like the administrative stuff and helps me with organizing and doing different things. She doesn't really come on investigations.
Because between the two of you, getting that whole place in order so that we could actually have this great event, I thought you guys did an outstanding job. And I know I kept saying it throughout the day, but I really do mean it. I don't know how you pulled it together because that was a warehouse.
Yeah.
And you cleaned it up. You made it presentable for everybody to set up their equipment and set up their tables and everything, make it so that the public could come in. You just did a phenomenal job, so I just wanted to let you know that.
Thank you. I appreciate that. It was rough. It was really rough. I'm not going to – I don't know if you happen to notice, but if you guys were on the first floor, did you – those paintings that were behind you?
Absolutely.
Did you look behind those paintings at all?
Yeah.
Okay. That's all the cleaning up I did.
Where was the bulldozer you used for that?
I'm sorry?
Where was the bulldozer you used to move all of that stuff behind the paint? Holy cow.
It was a bulldozer, all right. That must have been what hit me.
Boy, I tell you what, you did a great job.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Again, next year, I hope everybody's there next year. And thank you for having me on. I really appreciate it. And thank you for being there. And Jackie, thank you for everything, the advice, everything.
Yeah, we'll help as much as you need us for next year.
Excellent. Hey, I got four kids I can donate. I can do stuff.
There you go. I'm going to hold you to that. You better text me their names.
I tell you, I'm getting them trained already. One of them is good at getting into tight little spots. I taught my son to go up in the attic and, get all the stuff. My daughter's good at splicing wires and electrical stuff. So, and the other one's going to be three, so child labor laws.
They're a little bit wild, yeah.
And how old are they?
What's it be? 7, 6, 4, and 3.
Okay, I'm just making sure Child Services isn't listening to this as we're talking about this.
I know nothing. Nothing.
Yeah.
All righty. All right, so who's still on? We got Charlie over here. Brian, you still with us?
Oh, yeah, I'm still here.
There we go.
Hey, is this Brian from Central Jersey?
Central Jersey, man. What's going
on? Brian, you're the one with the electric detector, right?
Yep, I was the one running around with the Atlas for you.
Brian saved my life, and I owe Brian big. Brian, I'm going to buy you pizza or something one night because we had
all
issues,
right,
in the beginning. There were a lot of issues in the beginning with power and things of that nature. And, again, people like Brian who just stepped up, said, I'll help, let me do this for you, walked around with me, let me use this cord. I mean, again, it was a joint thing, and it was just great to see. Because he could have said, hey, go ahead and sink. You're not using my equipment. And he didn't. He stepped right up. So I owe him.
Hey, man, that's part of what we do is the paranormal. It's all about being together, talking, helping out everybody as much as we can. I mean, that was a really, really fun event. And to be able to help out and make sure some of the places had power, why wouldn't I step up?
There you go.
Yeah, well.
About unity, and that's the way
exactly.
Good karma.
And the whole place had that whole vibe with the unity behind it. As you were saying before, everybody talking together, that was a really, really fun event, man. I really enjoyed myself there.
Well, I'm glad everybody did.
That's next Tuesday.
Well, that's the funny thing. Somebody asked me if I could throw one again in the fall, and I said, you know, how much blood do you think I have left in my body? I mean, I need some kind of recovery time. I mean, fall?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so. Fall. I'll be the paranormal one you'll be doing EVP stuff on if that were to happen.
Hey, John, are you married?
Yes.
John, you're married?
Yes.
Did your wife really appreciate you doing this?
No. You know,
I'm just thinking that it must have consumed your entire life.
She's not a fan of the paranormal at all either. That's why it's difficult. I mean, Saturday, we're out every other Saturday night, and that's difficult enough. But planning this thing and being consumed by it, that was a whole nother. I was like Jack Nicholson from The Shining. It was just, you know, sitting in a room drawing up my plans every night, you know, on the computer.
Wow. Yeah, no, I could understand that, so it was a labor of love to get that done.
It was worth it.
Yeah. Are you going to put out there next year, when you set it up for next year, if whoever wants to help out?
Definitely. Are you kidding me? I mean, I you know, the funny thing was, and I'm not trying to badmouth anybody, but I was supposed to have volunteers from the Art Factory.
Uh-huh.
And that's all I'll say.
Really?
Really?
Yeah.
Who were the people that were at the front door like stamping tickets and
those were my volunteers from the Art Factory.
No kidding. They were great.
So
they were
next
great.
Year definitely. I mean I'll get as many people involved and because the building, like I said, the building I'm looking at is a great building. It's modern. It's not gonna have the quote unquote personality of the Art Factory.
Right.
But
and this one has plumbing?
I think people yes. That's part of the, you know, personality of the Art Factory. You never know what you're going to – it's like Forrest Gump said, you never know what you're going to get when you go into certain rooms and try
so
certain
things.
So
that's why people were telling me you were bringing trees inside. I guess that was – there it was.
Oh. Believe me, I thought all the bathrooms worked except for the first floor. I thought that the power worked everywhere, and it was. It was putting out fires. It was like that old cartoon where you put your finger in the one leak and then another one and another one. But
five others spring up,
But again, it was like people like Brian and other people who were there that just said, hey, let me do this. Because they could see I was running around like a crazy person. So, and they stepped up and did it, which made my life so much easier.
Oh, yeah. It's nice when you have people, you have something so good, people want to give just out of the goodness of their own heart to it.
And a lot did. A lot of people did.
And it's good because, I mean, you really touched a lot of people that way.
I hope I did. And that's why I didn't want to get into thanking people and listing names because I would have definitely missed somebody, and I would never want to do that because every single person there was great. Some helped a lot more than others, but every person there was great.
Hmm.
Yeah, and we've done a lot.
Yeah, well, no thanks are needed. You don't have to thank me, John. That's okay, all right?
Oh, I'll leave you out then. Consider yourself excluded.
Terrific. But listen, if you do need help next time, you know, get a hold of me, right?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Right. I'll definitely reach out to Jackie again because Jackie definitely talked me off a ledge that first time there.
Yeah.
Yeah, she does that for all of us.
So that will definitely.
Well, likewise goes with me, man. As long as I've got the time, I am more than willing to help out any way I can to put together the next one.
Okay. Yeah.
Hey, Brian, you ought to get Mike involved with this, too.
Yeah.
Well, I have everybody's names now and numbers, so now I at least have some resources, whereas I
you
started
got
from scratch
right?
before.
Outstanding.
Oh, man. All right. We have, another half an hour of time to go on?
We just left extra time.
We have a little extra time, but this is the last thing. We have
on the air right now, we have three separate ghost hunting groups.
I know.
How
wow.
cool is that? Yeah,
didn't think of that.
Yeah. You guys want to do a little shop talk? a little bonus to the listeners?
I smell perfume.
Have your group ever used psychics, Dom?
What?
John, you there?
Yeah, I didn't hear the question.
Okay.
Oh,
Jackie was asked.
Does your group ever use psychics or mediums when you do investigations?
Well, that's the funny thing. We sort of modeled ourselves after early ghost hunters where it was just basically, you know, the equipment, the experiences, you know, trying to validate things through the evidence and our personal experiences. And we sort of, you know, we're evolving. We've been doing this a while now. So we dabbled with a medium, Tara Maloof, who was actually at the expo. She came with us into the art factory and to a few other buildings that we had done before. And it was, again, I'm a skeptic. I don't believe that as many people have the ability as claim to have the ability, but I do believe people do have the ability. And she was pretty much spot on with a lot of the things that we had already found, and we captured evidence in the art factory to corroborate things that she was saying, which was pretty impressive. I had never seen that before or experienced that. So in the future, yeah, we may work with a medium, you know, on some cases in the future. But for the most part, we're sort of going to stick to the way we do things.
Because I know that Central Jersey Paranormal Group, you guys have a medium. Do you work with that person every investigation?
For the most part, any investigation that, you know, as long as their schedule, you know, works for, we bring her out on as many as we can, always depriving her beforehand of, you know, any of the basic knowledge we've gathered during the consultations. And, you know, I'm just as skeptical of psychics as most paranormal people. You know, I believe there are genuine psychics out there, but it's one of those, prove it, show me.
Exactly.
You know, anybody can walk in and just be like, oh, I'm psychic, I feel this, I feel that. Okay, where is the validation behind it?
Well, there are, because John's right, there are a lot of them that they're not really. And even when you are psychic, it's difficult because sometimes they do give us a bad name. So we're the same way. We're very skeptical of them, too. And in our group, actually, there's a lot of our group now that's pretty sensitive and pick up a lot of information that way. And if we didn't use, you know, have the ones that are using the equipment to validate that, there wouldn't be any proof except that we're saying that's what we're getting.
Right.
So you can validate it with more than...
Well, that's what's great when you can have technology that validates what, you know, the psychics are picking up. That's just incredible when you can have that actually happen.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, if you do this long enough, like I guess most of us have, we do a lot of events, especially in October. And, you know, when you do this long enough and you talk to people long enough, when paranormal hit the mainstream, it's the same on both ends. It's like, you know, a lot of people go out there, they buy themselves T-shirts and hats, and they say, I'm a paranormal group. I just buy these gray boxes, and it tells me when a ghost is here. And then you get other people that every other person is sensitive. So that's been my experience throughout these years. It's just there's a lot more people claiming to be medium/psychic/sensitive/empaths. And it just seems to be when the paranormal exploded into the mainstream that this sort of became a theme, a normal thing that's out there. Everyone who are, you know, just people who are interested in the paranormal, yet some of them now just claiming to be sensitive, psychic, mediums, empaths, and you really do have to prove it in some regard, I would think.
Yeah, well, that's one of the good things you did with the expo, actually. I mean, you had a screening process. You made sure everybody that you had there was
the real deal.
And that was, you know, I'm telling you, we didn't hear anything but great feedback.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't hear anybody.
Right.
Not one person came to our table complained about any group or any vendor or any medium at the, you know, at the expo. I mean, you got to be careful with that kind of stuff.
Exactly. Yeah, last thing I wanted was somebody telling everyone that they're going to die in a year.
You want a dad? Tomorrow?
That wouldn't have been great for the expo at all this year or any other year. So, no, I did. I met with every single one of them, and you were the only one that I didn't really meet face-to-face, but I spoke with you for a while. But I did. I traveled all over. That was another thing that I did. I met with all the mediums. I met with most of the vendors face-to-face, and the paranormal groups, I did talk to the lead from every group for about an hour prior to the expo, just to get a feel for who they were and what they do and, you know, that sort of thing. And everybody, like I said, there wasn't one person that I spoke to that sort of had an ego or an arrogance about them. They all bought into what this was about.
I got one quick question for you on the groups. Who was your favorite group?
You mean like TV group, or you mean like...
The one now you're going to put them on the spot.
Yeah, right. Was there any sort of group secret that that you found that you know really stood out with evidence and secret and you know something like that? Were there like two groups you really thought were great?
Secret.
I'm sorry. Whose show are we on again? Let me...
No, I'm just breaking shots. When Jackie told me about the screening process, that was great. I mean, you really had real solid
thorough.
People.
Yeah, he was thorough. I mean, even when we talked a lot of, you know, a very lengthy time, and then, you know, often, you know, when things had to get taken care of and stuff, but you were very thorough with everything. You know, so...
I tried.
Did a great job, and I've been in that position, and it's exactly like you say, you need a couple months to recuperate afterwards, but...
Well, you warned me, and when we spoke, you did say to me, do you know what you're doing? You know what you're getting into here? And I thought, yeah, sure, I can handle this.
Oh, yeah. Did you find the closest liquor store to the event right where you're doing?
There was actually one right up the street, so I wouldn't have to go far, honestly.
Well, I know the area. There's if you go, you keep going up the road, and if you hang on the left, you get for Route 80. If you go to the right, there's an actual little go-go joint right up the road.
Well, that's funny because that was a landmark that I gave everyone. I said, you're going to know where to turn when you see the sign that says Dr. Cave's Go-Go or Gentleman's, that's Spruce Street.
Yep, that's it. See, I know the area.
What other expo could say that, I ask you?
I tell you, you go past Libby's, you know, but man, I tell you what, I wish I was there. It sounded like a great time. It sounded like you did a bang-up job. I can't say enough. Just from hearing what everyone else has to say, seeing the pictures, that you just...
Such nice people. Like, you know, everybody from your group was nice. And Central Jersey Paranormal, you guys were, you know, so friendly and so awesome. Like, everybody in our group was like, oh, my God, this group is so nice. And, like, it's just so nice to have made, you know, so many new friends and, you know... Just great people all around.
Oh, we feel the same way. It was great talking to you guys and getting to know you and getting to know some of the other groups there. I mean, that's the amazing thing about doing these events is just networking with people and, you know, swapping ideas. Oh, here's how we do this. Oh, I never thought about that. Okay, did you try this idea? You know, swapping stories. Oh, love it. It's so much fun.
Yeah.
Well, that's why it was affordable, too. I mean, I didn't want to hurt anybody in the pocketbook, whether that was a vendor, a visitor, anybody. I wanted people to come and be able to take in the lectures and buy something and go ghost hunting and still, you know, not say, my God, I got ripped off. You know, I mean, that was the idea behind it as well.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Well, I tell you what, it is almost bedtime for Bonzo over here. We're gonna end it right here, but again, I'd like to thank our special guests Brian and John, and then we have
Jackie.
Diane from the corners, the lovely Mercedes.
Say hello and goodbye.
Ron with the bad voice, he'll just wave at you. He's waving everyone, TV Land. Mark, I also want to
thank.
I'm still here. I'm just about to get Charlie right now. I want to thank Charlie. Vera, you're still there too.
Yes, I am.
Yes, she is. We get the whole gang.
Vera has that awesome speaking voice.
Yes, I am.
tell you, it's soothing and relaxing.
It's like the phone sex operator.
This is not that kind of show.
Very calming.
Yes, she does. I'll be calling her later.
How you doing, man? How you doing?
So, I'd like to thank all our Wow, this went downhill real fast.
You guys make me so proud.
Yeah, I know, right? We can really...
We're a professional group. Just like...
I know, it's great. And also the dog in the background, I want to say hello. He's barking. Well, I'd just like to thank everyone for coming and listening tonight. Anyone who called in, thank you very much. And to the one caller that called in asking about the date,
yeah,
what's that next tentative date again?
All right,
John,
time between now and 2015.
All right.
Somewhere between January and December.
January and December. I'll tell that one special listener, it ends in the word day.
You got it.
Day ends the word day. But I would just like to thank everyone for filling me in on a great time. Looking forward to seeing it somewhere in the next year. And
yeah, and as soon as you know the details, you know, we'll have you back on again so you can...
I can't wait to volunteer again. So thank you very much, everyone, for calling in. You have a wonderful night. Have a wonderful weekend. Have a wonderful month, year, however it wants to go. And we will see you next week. Any words on next week's show, Jackie?
Well, you know what? We're either going to do one or the other. Either Jane's going to be on the show, and if not, we'll probably do something energy-level.
Jane's always good friend of the show.
Yeah.
All right, guys, you heard it first. Thank you very much. Have a wonderful night. And we are...
Thanks, John and Brian.
Yes, thank you, John and Brian,
You're
for
welcome.
Everything.
Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for having us on.
All right.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.